Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Chris. Happy post-Easter. It is your boy, Chris Pavona, with the FNTSY news update. NBA playoffs from the weekend. Let's start with Saturday's action, 420 action. No, I am not talking about the action from the back of Snoop Dogg's tour bus. Rockets beat the Jazz 104-101. James Harden, he starts off slow, but he ends up scoring 22 points to go with 10 assists. Rockets take a commanding 3-0 series lead. Game 4 will be tonight. Will be, tonight, 10:30 p.m. Yes. Eastern. Sorry. Bucks beat the Pistons 119-103. Chris Middleton leads the way with 20 points and 8 rebounds. Bucks also take a 3-0 series lead. Game 4 tips off tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Nuggets beat the Spurs 117-103. Nikola Jokic had 29 points and 12 rebounds. Jamal Murray adds 24 points. This series is knotted up at 2 games apiece. The pivotal Game 5 will be Tuesday in Denver. Quick story out of this one, though. When I was looking back here, San Antonio Spurs forward DeMar DeRozan was fined $25,000 for flinging a basketball at official Scott Foster in the fourth quarter of Game 4 between the Nuggets and Spurs. The NBA announced that the fine was due to DeRozan recklessly throwing the basketball toward a game official and into the spectator stands. Not a good look for DeRozan and the seven-seeded Spurs right there. Guys, let's go over here. Sixers, they beat the Nets 112-108. Joel Embiid dominates this game, 31 points, 16 rebounds, and 7 assists. And 7 assists as the Sixers are one win away from moving on to the Eastern semifinals. This game was not without controversy. Really, this whole series has been like this. The NBA said Sunday that Nets center Jared Allen was fouled in the final seconds of Saturday's Game 4 against the Philadelphia 76ers in Brooklyn. According to the league's last two-minute report, Sixers forward Tobias Harris grabbed Allen, preventing him from rolling from his screen and releasing to the basket sooner.
Mugging. It was an absolute mugging. And, of course, you know, they allowed three guys to come around him, strip the ball, then they ended up having to foul. But they were within two at that point, so if they would have actually called a foul, then they'd have had an opportunity to tie that game up with less than 5 seconds. It was it's just one, but that whole game, them refs, a lot of the officiating this weekend in the NBA playoffs, a lot to be left desired, Dane. I was scratching my head more than I should in these NBA games with some of these calls. The refs decided to implement themselves in these games, and I don't know why.
Yeah, and especially in Brooklyn, Philadelphia, okay, because that's getting real chippy. There's also the Jared Dudley, Ben Simmons back and forth going on, you know. So this one, they have to get a handle on it for Game 5 back in Philly. This is a powder keg that could explode, but I agree with you. That was definitely a foul. And by the way, if you're betting, you know, if you were live betting the Nets money line because they were up, you know, like 8 in the fourth quarter, yeah, you really wanted that to be a foul also.
Exactly, and it should have been. I mean, there's if you're gonna blow the whistle, if you're worried about the chick, then you can't allow three guys to mug them there in the final 5 seconds. I mean, it was.
But they
was
can't
absurd.
Let this get out of control. You know, it's been really, it's been back and forth. It's been intense. It's been chippy.
Yeah,
the refs need to make sure they put, you know, kind of some early whistles to set the tone in game five.
Well, yep. Game five tomorrow will tip off in Philly at 8 p.m.
Oh, Eastern. By the way, that was, you know, much like we talked about, you had mentioned there, Bavona, how Utah, that was their best chance. This was Brooklyn's best chance also to be able to, with Jimmy Butler out.
Yep.
Yeah, not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I'm still holding out some hope for them Brooklyn Nets, but it's...
You think they'll get one? You think they'll get one more?
I think they can get one. I think they can get one tomorrow. I think they're going to be pissed off about game five. But
and if I'm Philly, I sit Embiid.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I rest him. Why? You know, you're up 3-1. You have a commanding lead. You know you're going to need him for Toronto, right? Coming up, if you do advance, right? So I would take the opportunity to maybe get a little bit of rest, unless you need him coming back in a game six or seven. But game five. I say, and also, you know, it's all hypercharged right now. I say, hey, Joel, take a seat, brother man. We don't need you accumulating a flagrant one or tax or anything like that.
Sit rest on a bench knees. And rip ass. That's what you
That's
do
right.
best.
Yep, smell it and death it. That's right.
All right, guys. Yesterday's action, NBA playoffs on Easter Sunday. Portland Trail Blazers, they beat Oklahoma City 111-98. Damian Lillard scores 15 of his 24 points in the third quarter, and the Blazers held Russell Westbrook scoreless in the second half. Blazers take a commanding 3-1 lead back home for Game 5 tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Raptors, they dominate the Magic 107-85. Kawhi Leonard leads the North with 34 points as the Raptors take a 3-1 lead back to Canada game 5 tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, guys. And the defending Dynasty Warriors, they beat the Clippers 113-105. Klay Thompson scores 32 points after only scoring 42 points in the first four games here. And he attributes this great game to just taking a dip in the ocean. That's what he said after the game.
That good salt water, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Cleanse yourself.
Coach. It's beautiful.
It's healing.
I don't blame Clay for
it's
doing
also
that.
Ass cold, man.
It is.
Ass cold.
It's beautiful. All right, guys. That's the news for now. I got some stuff about the too much going
stuff.
On here. Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update and some tacos.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two. We will make it rain for you here. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, thank you very much for joining us here in the chat rooms on your one of the many streaming platforms around the country. Thank you very much, guys. Hope your weekend and your holiday was a pleasant one. Certainly hope you guys were able to make it rain over the weekend. It was an exciting weekend, a lot going on there, certainly in the NBA. Not only that, the NHL playoffs. We got a game seven coming our way there with
Was there triple overtime last night?
Yeah, we got San Jose going to double overtimes, extending their series against the Las Vegas Knights. So the NHL is proving to be an awful lot of fun, as it always is. And, of course, the NBA playoffs. But we mentioned that New Jersey, the Philadelphia, rather, and Brooklyn series. But I thought that the best story had to be the one coming out about how the Nets GM ended up getting fined $25,000. Because he was so bent out of shape that he actually went to the ref's locker room after the game to kind of rip them a new end, going, are you kidding me? So apparently that is a no-no, and they were told to, I guess he had to pay. I'm sure he was happy to pay the $25,000 in the fine. I'm sure of that, because he was livid. He thought that. He thought Embiid and he should have had flagrant twos in both game two and four. He thought the refs were playing favorites. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they already admitted, we blew that call at the end of the game. So I think that GM did himself some – I think he did himself some good there, showing the rest of the league and maybe some free agents that, you know, listen, my GM's willing to go in there and fight the refs for us. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I've been saying for the better part of the last few months, Joe, that if I'm a if I'm a free agent, I'm liking Brooklyn more than the Knicks right now because I think they're better set up. You got the same media market. And now you could add this to it, right? Like, what do you want? You want James Dolan as your owner, or you want a GM who's literally going to fight for you? You know, Joe, we see this with players, right, where they got beef and they say, meet me outside, meet me at the tunnel or whatever. You never thought it would happen with refs and a GM.
Yeah, Sean Marks, man, kudos to you. Write that $25,000 check. Great advertising. All right, coming up, we'll talk about some of the games tonight. NBA playoffs continue. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Lost audio, you still there?
Ain't back. All right, hour number two here, Make It Rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by. Little NBA playoffs tonight. I think it's. I think we can stick a fork in tonight's two games. We'll talk about that coming up. I think it's over for both the Detroit Pistons and the Utah Jazz. Question is, what side of the equation do you want to be on? You want to go a little money line? You want to go points? You want to whatever it may be. I think ultimately half the battle is understanding who's going to win the game, and then the rest will kind of take care of itself. But speaking of winning the game. My, oh, my. Portland Trailblazers, who not Vegas, not a whole lot of people, as a number three seed, gave them any credit because of the loss of Nurkic, which was staggering. It's not a big loss. The guy is obviously was a huge part of what the Portland Trailblazers were able to do this year. You don't end up as a number three seed by accident. They are dominant. They just, unfortunately, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum. They play at, 10:30 at night from a, the part of the Pacific Northwest where a lot of the country doesn't get to see them. They're not household names, certainly not like Russell Westbrook is, who's been in the spotlight forever. And I could not be happier for this team from the standpoint that they are one of the best storylines, maybe the best storyline thus far that we have had, is this battle between Lillard and Russell Westbrook, who, by the way, all those triple-doubles, let me ask you this here, OKC fans, all those triple-doubles that you kept, yelling at and talking about how great he was, would you have rather had, maybe anything less than a 5 of 21 for 14 points and 3 turnovers in a game you had to have at your building in order to continue your season? I'm just curious. Would you trade maybe a few of those in to get, the Russell Westbrook, who takes shots he shouldn't be taking and ends up costing you more in the playoffs than, during the regular season? I get it. You're a stat machine. But the problem with Russell Westbrook is we saw it with Kevin Durant, and now we're seeing it with Paul George. You put another star around him, and unfortunately, Russell Westbrook shows up, the old Russell Westbrook, the Russell Westbrook who has not lived up to expectations in the playoffs. He shows up, goes 5 of 21, goes 0 for 7 in the second half when they needed him the most, outside of one free throw he made. This is Russell Westbrook. I mean, you guys can talk about the stats all you want. Ultimately, and I said this all year long, congratulations. Let me know how it is when you're playing golf after the first round is over, because that's the Russell Westbrook that we all know and love. People seem to forget it because you get so magnified with all of these triple-doubles. Yeah, you know what? You could have taken 10 of those triple-doubles, sacrificed those, and just give me, a Russell Westbrook who understands his limitations and becomes more of the point guard, more of the facilitator than what the hell we got last night, which is now you're one game away from being bounced out in the playoffs again, Dane. Oh, I think we got to get Dane's mic back on. But that's ultimately what we got last night. Paul George, by the way, 32 points, 10 boards, 6 assists. But Russell Westbrook, guys, this has always been the Russell Westbrook. Always. Kevin Durant knew it, which is why he got the hell out of there. And Paul George is figuring it out right now as well, that for all the good he does during the 82-game season and all those stats, when it comes crunch time, where's he been, Dane? Where has he been? It's the same old with Russell Westbrook. Still feel like I'm talking to myself because we don't have Dane back, but we will get him back here. I promise you. I know he's there. I can see him. We just can't hear him yet. But congratulations. I cannot, not enough can be said about the Portland Trailblazers and what they've done. Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, I could not be happier for these two guys. I could not be happier for these two guys. In order to be able to give them the national stage like they have right now to go up against, big household name, Russell Westbrook, the OKC Thunder. Okay, congratulations. The first three games of this series were all about that battle, right? Westbrook versus Lillard. And the back and forth has been, the trash talking has been great for the NBA. I would rather have this. I want more of this kind of situation than I do anything else that we're seeing in the NBA right now. But my word, folks, Chippy, you want to talk about Chippy. Lillard took the first two games of the series, won that battle. Westbrook, yeah, he got game three, but when you're down 2-1 at home, you've got to hold court. Like, you have to deliver in that game last night, because the odds in history tells us what happens in game this upcoming game. Now that they go back to Portland, down 3-1, you get closed out. It's happened time and time again. You don't come back for that. And certainly OKC, you can't have another 38% shooting performance. You just can't get it, and that's what you've been getting. Damian Lillard couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat yesterday in the first half. I mean, couldn't at all. I can hear you though. You could have, and I'm sorry as I have people yelling in my ear here, but I'm saying Lillard couldn't hit a shot in the first half of that game. But the thing that impressed me the most about Damian Lillard was the fact that there wasn't any look of panic in his face. And we came to find out why, because he ends up, I believe, outscoring OKC in the third by himself through the point. He had 15 points in there. OKC, with about 6 minutes left, I think they only had 8 points. They couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. And Russell Westbrook, Paul George. Listen, Paul George scored 30-some-odd points. Guys, they were chucking shots up left and right, hoping things were going to go in while the Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum. Yeah, guys, they just kept dominating the second half, hitting big shot after big shot after big shot. It really was one of the most impressive performances. Al-Fariq Amin, also former Clipper there, 19 points, 9 boards, 4 three-pointers, also coming up big, dominating the boards, getting the rebounds. Where was the triple-double, Mr., you know, hey, I'm here, I'm grabbing boards, you know, I can rebound with the best of them, I'm only 6'6". You know, nowhere to be found last night. Once again, Russell Westbrook, nowhere to be found. Wasn't there really altogether there in games 1 and 2. Couldn't win on the road. And then the best they hoped for is they needed to win both of those games in OKC. Couldn't handle it. And once again, Oklahoma City is on the verge of elimination. They will be swept. And let this be a lesson to all of us, too. This narrative that went into this series about Portland being a lesser team and a team that wasn't going to be nearly as good as OKC because of the loss of Nurkic. And again, don't get me wrong. Guy played a vital part in their success this year, but the numbers didn't bear that out. Enes Kanter, whose name we keep bringing up, isn't it? A time and time again. Enes Kanter, huge again last night, huge in this series. The numbers told us, the plus minus numbers told us, the Portland Trailblazers were not a worse team because Enes Kanter was on the floor. It was actually pretty damn even. And that's starting to bear out here. The numbers don't lie. The narratives lie. We like to create issues, and people are going to tell you how not a good team now. No, they can't possibly advance. Well, they're one game away from advancing. And by the way, they have two of the best point guards in the league who, if there is one team, I think, that could give Golden State a real issue here, it is the Portland Trailblazers who... don't look now here, guys. Whoever is, and I do believe it's what, the winner of Denver and San Antonio. Yeah, can I tell you something? It could not have seeded out any better because Portland will beat either one of those two teams in a 7-game series with the way they're playing now. And by the way, just you want to talk about dialed in, guys. Have you seen? I'll play it when we come back here. CJ McCollum, I think, exemplifies why it is Portland should be the most feared team in the West right now, even more so than Golden State. I'll play the interview so you can hear it from himself, and you tell me if this is not a guy that is wired in. That's coming up here. We'll have Dane back, too, as well, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
I would like to see him hit leadoff, and I think Dozier should be the guy that gets pushed down. There's no reason that Brian Dozier should be hitting second in this lineup right now. He's done nothing, and he might turn it around, but he's done absolutely nothing. He's making very soft contact, so they shouldn't have him leadoff. I think Robles should be up there with Eaton. Whether you want to go Eaton, Robles, Eaton, then Rendon third, Soto fourth, I think that's the way they should do it.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Got swept last year. It was really embarrassing, and everybody talked about it. It was on TV every day. I went on TV and they talked about us getting swept. They talked about me getting traded. Talked about, you know, how we can't win together. You know, all that stuff. We remember it, and we understand that feeling of going home early. You know, I was able to, fortunately, you know, able to fly to Europe and see my brother play because the season ended so early. And I told him this year I ain't gonna be able to make it. So, big bro's staying up right now in Russia watching 6, 7 a.m. He understands what we're going through, what we're trying to accomplish, and I think our team.
That's C.J. McCollum there, Portland Trail Blazers. One of the big reasons I took them in this series was, A, I like the price, but B, the determination. You know, we've often said it here on the show that you can't, until you learn how to lose, you're never really going to learn how to win. And they've always been a very competitive, talented team, Portland, that's never gotten enough credit because of where they play in the Pacific Northwest. But right now, you can see from him, you could see the look in Damian Lillard. What these guys, they are so determined and they are so sick of it that is just giving them the kind of edge that is going to advance them in this playoffs. And then I think, which is what makes them maybe the most dangerous, even more so than Houston. I think this team is more dangerous because of how it matches up with Golden State than maybe what Houston is right now because of the live and die. They can do so much better. Those two guards, McCollum and Lillard, are monsters right now, playing at a different level. And by the way, everybody else raising their game. But I'll say it again. Congratulations to that averaging a triple-double. Haven't had it since Wilt. I get it. Yeah, Russell Westbrook, 14 points, 5 of 21, minus 17 in the game, on the floor. Yeah, same old here, Dane, with Russell Westbrook. Congratulations on the stats. When we need you the most, you don't show up.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to make the point, and I'm glad that we are back here on Make It Rain. I hate to leave you hanging out there, Joe. But, you know, on the set yesterday, I think it was on halftime, Charles Barkley made a great point that I want to reiterate. Something else you can see when you're watching these games. Russell Westbrook is trying to, like, compete with Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard is just playing his game. You know what I mean? And it's almost like they're in the mind of Russ, but not vice versa. And Damian Lillard is one of these guys. He's pulling up from 27 feet away and nailing it, right? And I think the difference, you can see the way Damian Lillard is playing within himself versus Russell Westbrook, maybe pressing a little bit much, trying to be, like you said, Mr. Triple-Double and do it all and, like, stick it to the media and that sort of thing. And I just want to once again say, I said it last week also, Damian Lillard is the best player you don't know about. This is a guy who was playing in the last 5 minutes of the All-Star game. This is a guy who toils in the Pacific Northwest, so we don't know about him. I believe he's one of the top 3-point guards in the NBA over guys like Russell Westbrook. And to your other point, Joe, like, who's the biggest threat to the Warriors? And, you know, a lot of people, they were saying it on the set also yesterday, Kenny Smith talking about that they're a clear and present danger to the Warriors. And the reason is because McCollum and Lillard, as a backcourt, they can get their shot whenever they want, you know, and they can kind of keep up and play the Golden State game and be just fine. And that's why people think Houston may have a shot. It's other teams with firepower in the backcourt. And there's no better tandem than Lillard and McCollum right now.
Yeah, and it's never been, and this has always been my issue with Russell Westbrook. The guy, extremely talented, high motor guy, not a great shooter, never was a great shooter. The problem always, which is something that Kevin Durant figured out a few years ago, guys, it's something that, yeah, Paul George is figuring out right now, above the shoulders. Above the shoulders is where Russell Westbrook's biggest weakness is. The guy cannot, his emotions, he can't keep them in check. He gets thrown off his game too easily. And it's one thing for you to average a triple double on a couple of Tuesday nights against the Knicks and or the Cavs. You know, congratulations, all right? It's something that hasn't been done forever. But when I need that triple double, where the hell have you been in the playoffs? I mean, there's no denying the track record here, guys. There is a serious problem when it comes to playoff time. Russell Westbrook, and we said this beforehand, right? What Russell Westbrook are we going to get in the playoffs? Are we going to get the, you know, the centered Russell Westbrook who understands what's going on, the determined, or are we going to get the, oh no, it's me versus Lillard, it's me, it's I, and the usual that we've always gotten, which is why Kevin Durant left, because he said, I can't play with this guy. I can't win a championship with this dude. He's not mentally tough enough to get it done. And voila, shows up again last night. And now the Thunder are going to come up woefully short in the postseason. And this will be their third straight first round exit since Kevin Durant left. You want to know why Kevin Durant left? Here you go. It was on display again last night. So don't tell me what a great, you know, it's, oh, you guys, ridiculous. Westbrook is great. Yeah, one of the best regular season players I've ever seen. But you know what? His career and his legacy ain't going to be about what he did during the 82-game season. It's going to be about now three continued postseason first-round exits when no triple-double to be found anywhere from Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, and here's the thing, right? We say this about not only players, but just humans in general. Your greatest, you know, it's a gift and a curse, right? Your greatest strength is usually also your greatest weakness. And I really think the emotion, the dog that Russell Westbrook has, right? Like, he uses that as fuel. It's like a chip on his shoulder. Sometimes he's great when he plays angry, but this is also the flip side of it, right? When it can get a little out of control, when he's focused on himself or his matchup with Damian Lillard, as opposed to kind of facilitating like he needs to. Remember, he does have another MVP candidate in Paul George, you know, there that he could also rely on. Steven Adams at times can, you know, be a force in the paint. So for me, you know, you talk about how it's going left for him in the playoffs. I believe that this is also a great attribute for Russell Westbrook and part of why he's such a great player in the first place. And many times, you know, your greatest weakness is also your greatest asset. He's going to have to learn how to rein it in. And, you know, maybe that's still part of the evolution of Russell Westbrook. But you're right. He's got to figure it out before, to your point, people just don't want to play with him. And he becomes the same thing as like a Carmelo Anthony type that's just playing hero ball out for himself. Great fantasy player. But, you know, you want to actually help your real team win as well.
Yeah, just look, body language will tell you everything. You know, when you're watching these games here, Utah completely defeated, not winning tonight. I'll take out a Detroit. Second mortgage. Detroit. Body language tells you everything. The body language of the Portland Trail Blazers this entire season was one of, we are sick and tired of hearing about how we're not good enough. We're sick and tired. Yes, we know we are an organization that's won just two playoff series over the last 6 years. We get it. Like, we know an embarrassing bounce out last year as a number three seed in four in the first round. We know. Like, they are fully aware of what the narrative is. Yep. And they're just sick and tired of hearing how they couldn't win without Nurkic and how, as a number three seed, just because Russell Westbrook and Paul George showed up, somehow or another, they were going to be counted out. Series. That I am telling you right now, this team, and by the way, this is what's even more embarrassing for OKC. The path to the Western Conference Finals wouldn't have had to go through Houston or Golden State. They were going to beat themselves up. And then you could have been sat there and just waiting, but it's not going to be you. Ultimately, it's going to be, I think it's going to be this Portland team who's got either Denver or San Antonio. And I don't think either one of those two teams have the horses to be able to compete. Mojo is everything. This team is grooving. They are sinking. They are playing some of the best team basketball defense. And you shut down an MVP and Paul George. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you helped Russell Westbrook self-implode once again. Portland Trailblazers are a real team, but you've got to start looking right now. If you're a Thunder fan, you got $100 million in salary on the court that just got outclassed, out-hustled, and outplayed by the Portland Trailblazers, who have only won two series in the playoffs in the last 6 years. That's who you are.
Here's the other thing, Joe, and I've said this before, like leading up into the playoffs. In the NBA, more than most other sports, there's levels to this. The team grows and like hits a ceiling and is at one level, then pushes through it, you know, as they move along. You just heard as we came in the quote from CJ McCollum, right? How he had to go visit his brother playing in Europe or whatever it is. They have been at that level for a while, and maybe this is the year they finally are too damn pissed, they ain't going to take it anymore, and they break through. The point I'm going to make, and I've said this a few times before, and people don't want to hear it, I'm going to apply this same logic, unfortunately, to the Milwaukee Bucks, and I do think they are going to get tripped up in the East before they get to the finals. For me, it's this same kind of theory. The Blazers have always been this kind of team and then hit their ceiling. It takes time to progress in rounds in the playoffs, in the NBA playoffs. I'm worried. It ain't going to happen this round against Detroit, but I don't think right now that Milwaukee's going to get through, you know, Boston and potentially Toronto for the same kind of reason. But the Blazers maybe are cracking through their ceiling and getting to the next stage right now.
Yeah, and it should be noted, Lillard was awful in the first half of that game yesterday, guys. He could not hit anything, but you know what? He never flinched. He didn't stress. He didn't do any of the things that we have seen players where if it's not rolling right away, they can't. They're usually finished. But the determination and the way he came back out in the second half and just dominated them, dropping 15 points in the third quarter. And then, of course, monster baskets down the stretch there where you thought maybe OKC was going to be able to make a comeback and make it close. Yeah, no, they just came out, hit big shot after big shot. And Mr. Triple-Double, by the way, where were you on the boards? Because Portland, every time you missed a shot, Portland was there for the rebound, dominated the boards last night, dominated the three-point shooting. It was as impressive a performance as we have seen in the playoffs thus far from a number three seed who was an underdog to a number seven seed. So shows you what narratives tell you there in the NBA. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft as we get ready Thursday. Kind of tell you who's the top five, who's going. We'll give you our thoughts coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details. Oh, oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, guys, it is here for fantasy football players, of course, and NFL bettors. The season starts now. The first round of the 2019 NFL draft, this Thursday, the 25th. And for serious fantasy football players, guys, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Now, Roto Experts, they've got you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Now, Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, they're providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. So save 10% now, rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And welcome in here on this Monday as we help you make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. And speaking of that NFL draft, it's a coming, guys. The NFL draft Thursday night. And, of course, Dane, you're going to be pulling the all-nighter, man.
And
that's it. You guys are going to be live wall-to-wall coverage as the draft is going on. First round, of course, a lot to be determined. Who's going to happen? Who's going where? What's going to happen? It's going to be an exciting night, Thursday night, for sure, my man. But talk to me here. We mentioned it a little bit earlier. Reports came out that maybe, just maybe, the Cardinals aren't interested in Kyler Murray, that they're planning on going in a different direction. At least that's what was leaked. We do know this is lying season right now, so I wouldn't necessarily put a whole lot of stock in that. But let's now just assume for a minute that he goes number one to Arizona. All right?
Sure.
Walk me through, who do you think, from San Francisco, our top five picks there? Give me an idea who you think is going to go down the pecking order from that point.
Sure, and this is on the assumption that the Cardinals do, in fact, take Kyler Murray number one?
Yes.
All right, so Here would be my top five mock for you, Joe. This way, I don't got to say anything for the first hour of when I'm on air on Thursday, right? I'll tell you what I'm saying right now. All right, so Arizona goes Kyle Murray number one overall, right? San Francisco at number two. They're going Nick Bosa to me. I think Nick Bosa is the best player in this draft, okay? The 49ers have their quarterback already in Jimmy G spot. The Shanahan offense, they've already spent money at the running back position. Remember signing Tevin Coleman? They're going to go at it with Coleman and McKinnon and Breida and kind of make it happen maybe later on. There's a lot of wide receivers, Joe, in this draft, but none of them are true studs. We've heard about DK Metcalf, but there's a bunch of other wide receivers. A.J. Brown, also from Mississippi. The kid from Oklahoma, Malcolm Brown. There's Arcega Whiteside from Stanford. Kill Harry from Arizona State. There's a lot of wide receivers. I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco goes that route in the second round, but they can't pass up Nick Bosa at number two. Number three, my and our New York Jets. This is where I think there might be trades, but you can't project that in a mock, right? So I think the Jets are going to pass on Quinnen Williams and instead get the edge rusher out of Kentucky, Josh Allen. And I think they kind of clued you into that when they went and tried to sign Anthony Barr, you know, out of Minnesota in free agency. Josh Allen is very similar to Anthony Barr, a guy on the edge who brings the heat but could also have some coverage skills. I think they're going Josh Allen, and then that would leave Quinnen Williams for the Raiders at four. I don't think the Raiders are going quarterback. I think they're going to take a shot with Carr at quarterback under Gruden in this new offense. Quinnen Williams, they're comparing him to potentially an Aaron Donald type, okay? And I think that the Raiders need to go defense every single one of their three first-round picks. And then at number five, it's Tampa Bay, I believe. Here's where it gets interesting. I can see them going either way. I can see them going offensive tackle with a guy like Jonah Williams out of Alabama. I could also see them trying to address the cornerback need in the secondary. Remember, the Tampa Bay Bucs have gotten lit up the last few years with the worst pass defense in the NFL. There's a corner by the name of Greedy Williams out of LSU who could be an interesting fit for them at Tampa. This could also be a hot spot for trades if, in fact, a team wants to leapfrog the New York Giants at six and go get their quarterback. Speaking of which, Joe, one team I want to say that not a lot of people are talking about could be an off-the-radar team that goes ahead and makes an investment in quarterback, whether it's in round one or in round two. Joe, keep an eye on the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? They got a new head coach, right, who was the quarterback coach under McVay out there, and I think he's going to want to try to get his guy in this draft also. I don't know if they have faith in Andy Dalton. I think we've seen the ceiling of Andy Dalton, right, in Cincinnati. I kind of think the Cincinnati Bengals are a team to watch, whether it's making moves in the first round or getting a guy like a Will Greer, a Jared Stidham, sort of like that in rounds two and three. I think that the Bengals leave this draft also with their heir apparent at quarterback. But that's how I think the top five goes, Joe. Murray, Bosa, Allen, Quinnen Williams, and then another Williams for Tampa Bay, either Jonah Williams out of Alabama or Greedy Williams out of LSU.
Interesting there. Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of, again, the only thing that could really get this thing going crazy is whether or not Kyler Murray goes to Arizona, or if they do something completely crazy and go hard left and maybe, hey, you know, they go with Nick Bosa, who from day one, he is going to be a legitimate pass rushing threat on any defense. He is a game changer, which is why a lot of teams, especially San Francisco, is probably salivating there. Every mock draft that I've ever seen that has Kyler Murray going one to Arizona definitely has Nick Bosa going to the San Francisco 49ers. There's no question about it. He is, without a doubt, he was always going to be the best player coming out of this draft until Kyler Murray decided he didn't want to play baseball.
He's still the best player, Joe. It's just the positional need of quarterback.
Right. Right. Well, it's value. And right now, teams, of course, are going to value the quarterback position. But right behind that is pass rusher. And, you know, I agree with you. I had it written where I flip-flopped Jared Allen with
Quinnen Williams,
with Quinnen
Josh
Williams at three and four. Yeah, I got the Raiders and the Jets. 6-1.5 there. I do think that I do think that Quinnen Williams is probably right behind them in terms of overall talent when it comes. I mean, it's very close And I do think also Tampa Bay, listen, nobody loves speedy linebackers like Bruce Arians. And I don't think there's a faster guy in the draft than Devin White out of LSU in the linebacking position. And that's he too is another guy that you can, you know, you can shape your defense around a guy like that. And he has been absolutely, I mean, the dude is lightning quick, man. And he loves himself. I mean, Bruce Arians just loves himself some speedy guys on defense. So I don't know. Where I struggle with is who's going to be the first quarterback taken off the board after, let's say, Kyler Murray goes number one. Who is going to be, and obviously the Giants would be there at six,
and
right?
The Giants.
So let's say the Giants don't go Dwayne Haskins, okay? Then you've got to ask yourself, okay, if not Dwayne Haskins, then if you go you got Jacksonville, Detroit,
Denver.
Buffalo.
Denver at 10. They're in love with Locke.
Right. Now, Cincinnati, you mentioned right behind
there.
Dolphins are right behind there. You know what? You've got other
teams
that might actually make a play to go up if they love a Haskins or a Drew. You know, listen, Elway's made no, he's made no qualms about it. He's enamored with Drew Locke. Well, if he's enamored with Drew Locke, then that all of a sudden, you know, the Detroit Lions, you got a few of these teams before 10 are going to go, all right, you want him? How much you willing to give us to trade with us? You know, don't be surprised if Dave Gettleman goes and picks up the phone at Elway and says, you know, we really like Locke too, man. Should we get him now or do you want to come up there? Because I do think after the number five spot, starting with the Giants, you've got a whole nother draft happening right there. A whole lot of strategy going to take center stage. And John Elway letting everyone know he letting Drew Locke could work for him or could work against him, depending on how much he believes a quarterback needy team like the Giants actually like him.
Yeah, so let's say if under, in this case study, Murray's already off the board, right?
Right.
So the Giants, and you know, we talk about the smokescreen coming out of Arizona. The Giants and GM Dave Gettleman have been saying all sorts of things, you know, like, nah, they think Eli still has 3 years left. Okay, Dave, well, calm down, bro. But, you know, then do they like Haskins or not? Is he their guy? Remember, Haskins is also a, like, New York City area or, you know, tri-state area product as well. Could be great. I saw him in a piece, you know, kind of breaking down X's and O's in game film. I think he's the real deal personally, but the jury apparently is still out. So if they don't go, you know, quarterback, let's say they take an offensive lineman if they believe in Eli and they want to, like, protect him for the last couple of years. That's where it gets interesting. I think you mentioned the contenders here, right? It is, I believe Cincinnati is going to be in the market for him. You talk about Miami in 13 at spot 13, although Joe, we all know they're tanking for Tua, right? I believe the Washington football team is also a very interesting spot, not only to draft someone with pick 15, but to potentially trade for Josh Rosen. Joe, I think the Redskins are the best fit for a guy like Josh Rosen, okay? That Gruden offense, he wants a guy that can stand and deliver from the pocket. They have a pretty good offensive line in Washington to maybe keep him upright. That was not the case in Arizona for Rosen last year. Those are the teams that are on my radar. Cincinnati, Denver, Miami, Washington. We know Denver likes Drew Locke, right? So if they can get him by sitting there at 10 and having him fall to him, that would be great. The question is, if the Giants go elsewhere, what happens to Haskins? Joe, I'd ask you, you're plugged in there. If the Dolphins at number 13 are standing pat and Haskins is still there on the board, would they pull the trigger?
Probably not. They probably wouldn't from the standpoint that, listen, none of these quarter, the last, you don't have a really established veteran presence there outside of Fatty Ryan Fitzpatrick right there.
Right.
I think they have already decided, at least, the, you know, all the talk and whispers here is they've decided they're going to go get the quarterback next year. No matter who that may be. But this year, they need some other needs. And I have said it before, too. I think at number 13, they're a prime candidate for a team like Pittsburgh to swap with them. Pittsburgh, move up, go get that defensive piece or go get that tight end that they need somewhere along those lines at number 13, because they've got a couple of key pieces they need to get to that they probably don't want to wait until number 20. They may have to go up there, and I think Miami would be the perfect team to be able to trade with them. But Haskins is so unique from the standpoint that, don't forget, the Giants have six and they've got number 17.
Yep.
If the rumors are true, and, you know, who knows what to believe, but suppose they like another quarterback on the board that they feel probably still going to be around at number 17.
Right.
You know, the Giants could go in a different direction, go ahead and get themselves a, you know, a stud defensive player there, somebody that can anchor that defense that desperately needs
a lineman.
It. Yeah, and all of a sudden, Juwan Taylor from Florida is an absolute possibility there, trying to protect Eli here one more year. You know, having that number 17 gives them the opportunity where, all right, who do you like here? Are you going to go out? Are you going to go get
17 for Rosen? Could they use 17 for Rosen and still draft the lineman with six?
Yep.
You know, that sort of thing is out there, too.
Yeah, because that's an absolute possibility. So having that draft capital, to me, number six there, the Giants, that's a whole nether draft. What's going to happen at one? I think the rest of the pieces fall into place. But then it starts all over again with the Giants. What the hell did a Giants do at number six? And who's willing to go up and get themselves and possibly trade for a Josh Rosen? Who, by the way, in our scenarios, has to be traded at this point if Kyler Murray goes. So
who's keep an eye on the Bengals. I can't tell you enough. Keep an eye on the Bengals' new head coach. He might want to grab his guy.
It'll be fun to watch, boy. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I could see the Raiders getting a quarterback in this draft. Obviously, they need to focus on the offensive line as well.
They have a lot of needs, right? Joe. They had 13 sacks last year. The Giants were second worst in the league with 30. The way things are starting to shape out now, if Ed Oliver gets snagged by the Jets or someone else at three, then Josh Allen is there. Maybe they like Josh Allen as the edge rusher instead of Quinnen Williams.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
As a ref, sometimes you're like, you know what, I'm gonna let this go today. And you may have let something go earlier in the game. Same play, but didn't get reviewed. Because you let it go. You saw it, but you decided, you know what, I'm gonna let it go. And I don't mind that. As a player, I don't mind when refs let things go, as long as it's even for everybody. You know, if they're gonna let holding go the whole game, fine. As long as I know that, then we consistent. Know we can hold. Be consistent, exactly.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah, so many questions this week to be answered. And listen, a lot of rumors, a lot of innuendo, a lot of misdirection, sleight of hand, a lot of smoke screens. The NFL draft, it is almost here. I think it'll all be decided, of course, as soon as they, as soon as Roger Goodell pops up on the podium there with the number one pick for the Arizona Cardinals, what do they do? And that is really going to determine what happens until number six, until the Giants hit the board, where of all the guys who have done the misdirection, I think Dave Gettleman has been maybe the best at this, where even if he wanted a quarterback, like even if he wanted to go, we just assume it's Haskins, right? But right, the reality is nothing that has come out of the Giants camp has said Haskins is their favorite. In fact, I can show you more stories where he's not the favorite, that they like somebody. They do like the quarterbacks, but they're not going to reach. So even if you think they're going to get a quarterback, you don't know which one he likes. We do know that they need an edge rusher. And we do know sitting at six and having that number 17 pick, hell, they can control a lot with what's going to happen there. And I think that's smart, because if you're not enamored with Haskins at six, then go get your edge rush. Like, go get your defensive guy and go get whoever the quarterback is going to be that sits behind Eli. Go get him at number 17, or use 17 to move up somewhere along the line. There's a lot of different scenarios. I know we all point at Gettleman and laugh, but the truth is he's done the best with the poker face than I think anybody else. Everyone else, we kind of have an idea. Gettleman, I really don't have any clue as to which direction he's going to go, but that's going to help him on Thursday night more than hurt him, I think.
Yeah, it does. But here's the thing. At least here in New York, people over here agree with you, Joe, that we don't know where he's going. But the reason is because we think he's prone to the stupid mistake. You know, not because he's doing it purposely, but because we don't put it past him to do something ridiculous, you know? So,
well, what would
I don't
be
know.
Stupid, though, honestly? Well, like, he's at six. If he doesn't go a quarterback and gets himself, I don't know, a Josh Allen, whoever's available there at six, like, is that stupid, though? Can he really make the wrong mistake at six?
Probably not, but I think this fan base would riot if they leave the draft entirely without an heir apparent to Eli.
With a quarterback, yeah. Which, again, which one does he like? You know, maybe
it could happen.
It
could be Rosen.
Way.
It could be 17. It could be an early second,
Locke,
for all I know. They like Will Greer.
Good job by him. All right, hour number three coming up. Make it rain.
Good
Let's
job
do this.
Because of incompetence.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.